In 1949, the art patrons, John and Dominique de Menil, built a home in Houston. The designer they chose had completed only one architectural commission, but he was a kindred spirit in their love of modern art and architecture. He was Philip Johnson. The Menil House and Johnson's subsequent work would have a profound influence on Texas architecture for the next 50 years. In 1999, Johnson wrote, "Texas is my favorite country. In Texas, there is more interest in carrying out the American dream than anywhere else in the United States." Dallas architect Frank Welch has written a book about Johnson.
Texans are gamblers. They wanted a New York architect. And they wanted this guy who charmed them so and was such fun to help them with their ambition.
Highlights of Johnson's Texas work include the John F. Kennedy Memorial, a stark, roofless concrete cube, and the ancient mosque-inspired spirals of the Chapel of Thanksgiving, both in Dallas. Johnson captured the elation of cascading water in Fort Worth Water Gardens and the sculptural grace of massive concrete walls at the Art Museum of South Texas in Corpus Christi. In the mid-1970s, Johnson and his then-partner John Burgee teamed with Houston developer Gerald Hines to create a real estate trend in which playful design trumped mere efficiency. First, there was Pennzoil Place with trapezoidal towers set 10 feet apart. It's like a giant sculpture. In 1983, two of Johnson's most acclaimed projects also were completed in Houston, the granite-clad Republic Bank building downtown with its Gothic spires, and the slender, glass-clad Transco Tower, now called Williams Tower, near the Galleria. All were controversial and enormously successful. Johnson died in 2005 at age 98. Working with a handful of Texas gamblers, he contributed to the shape of Texas as have few others.